I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our reading is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 22, verses 21 to 27. You shall not wrong or oppress a resident alien, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. You shall not abuse any widow or orphan. If you do abuse them, when they cry out to me, I will surely heed their cry. My wrath will burn, and I will kill you with the sword. And your wives shall become widows, and your children orphans. If you lend money to my people, to the poor among you, you shall not deal with them as a creditor. You shall not exact interest from them. If you take your neighbor's cloak and pawn, you shall restore it before the sun goes down. For it may be your neighbor's only clothing to use as cover. In what else shall that person sleep? And if your neighbor cries out to me, I will listen, for I am compassionate. Our second scripture reading is taken from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 22, verse 3. Thus says the Lord, act with justice and righteousness, and deliver from the hand of the oppressor anyone who has been robbed. And do no wrong or violence to the alien, the orphan, and the widow, or shed innocent blood in this place. Our last scripture reading is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4, verses 16 to 21. All our scripture readings were taken from the NRSV translation. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Our last and contemporary reading is taken from the liberation educator, Paulo Freire. Because love is an act of courage, not of fear. Love is a commitment to others. No matter where the oppressed are found, the act of love is commitment to their cause, the cause of liberation. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today. May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.
So one of the earliest lessons I learned in Union Theological Seminary, the School of Prophets, you know, UTS, is that God takes sides. May kinikilingan at pinapanigan ang Diyos. A much-beloved professor of New Testament and culture frequently said, if you read your Bible and pray every day, you will grow and grow and grow in the realization of the truth that God takes sides. If there is one thing that every UTS alumni should learn, kung merong nag-iisang aral na dapat natutunan ng nagtapos sa UTS, is that God takes sides. May kinikilingan ng Diyos. At hindi neutral ang Diyos. God is not neutral. In the NRSV translation, the word justice is mentioned 115 times in the Old Testament or the Hebrew Testament, and 15 times in the Christian New Testament. Although the idea of justice, without necessarily mentioning the word justice, has more references and passages than the 130 130 mentions that combined together. Ang katarungan ay isang importante at paulit-ulit na tema at prinsipyo sa Biblia. Pastor, ang Diyos ay may kinikilingan, may pinapanigan ang Diyos. Diba ang mensahe niyo sa MCC at ng iba pang mga simbahan ay minamahal at tinatanggap ng Diyos ang lahat ng tao? Dapat bati-bati lang lahat. We should be mediators and middlemen of peace. Yes, we would affirm and continue to proclaim that God loves everyone. Mahal ng Diyos ang lahat. And God does not discriminate based on race, ethnicity, color of skin, sexual orientation, and gender identity, and any other human categorizations. However, it is precisely because of God's all-embracing love for all people and all creation that God takes side. Takes the side of those who are not loved, not welcomed, not accepted, and those whose life, dignity, and rights are not honored or valued. In a perfect world, a world as our MCC Statement of Faith says, a world where everyone has enough, wars cease, and all creation lives in harmony. In such a world, there is no reason for God to take sides. But in a world where not everyone has enough, and creation is being destroyed by human greed, and a few people continue to profit from war at the expense of countless innocent lives, God takes sides. In a world where you can be killed because of your sexuality or gender identity, where you are discriminated based solely on the color of your skin, God makes a stand. In a world where we still have modern-day slaves, God hears the prayers of the oppressed and the exploited. In a world where women and children are sold as commodities, God weeps with and for them. The nameless God of the Hebrews will continue to take their side until there is no longer any reason to do so. By the way, a little trivia, the word Hebrew, yung salitang Hebreo, is from an ancient word, hapiru, which meant slave or slaves. As God is the God of the Hebrews, therefore the God we claim to love and serve is the God of the hapiru, the God of the slaves. Alam nyo, para sa akin, napakahirap. Napakahirap na maniwala at sumampalataya sa isang Diyos na walang pakialam sa mga mahihirap at inaapi at sa mga ine-exploit. Sa Diyos na hindi nakikiisa sa hirap at pighati ng mga manggagawa, magsasaka, mangingisda, at mga katutubo. Hindi ko kaya o gustong manalangin o tumawag sa isang Diyos na bulag at pipi at bingi sa iyak ng mga kababaihan at kabataang sinasaktan at ginagahasa. Hindi ako iibig sa Diyos na hindi nagluluksa para sa mga biktima ng pagpatay at torture. Hindi ako makikinig sa isang Diyos na hindi panig sa katotohanan. Kayo na ang humusga. Kayo ang mag-isip bilang mananampalatayang Kristiyano. Saan at kanino pumapanig at nakikiisa ang Diyos. Sa sinungaling at magnanakaw, doon siya papanik. Sa mga ambisyoso at mga makasarili, yung mga sariling ambisyon at sariling mga pangarap lamang ang kanilang iniintindi, yun ang kanyang pakikinggan at papanigan. Pumapanig ba ang Diyos sa mga mamamatay tao, sa mga bayolente, at sa mga mapang-api? Kanino papanig ang Diyos? Sino ang kanyang pinapakinggan? Alam niyo yung pamangkin ni Lawrence, she is grade 5, no, 11, 12 years old, ganyan, 11 years old. Nakaranas minsan ng pambubuli sa kanyang mga kaklaseng mean girls. At alam niyo yung pamangkin ni Lawrence, ano siya, she is a very gentle child. Friendly, hindi makulit, hindi matigas ang ulo, hindi nagtatantrums, even nung mas bata pa siya, mas maliit pa siya. No? She is a very gentle child. Very, hindi naman siya fragile, pero gentle siya. No? A very kind-hearted, soft-hearted, gentle child. At siguro, yun nga, isa yun sa dahilan kung bakit siya nabully nung kanyang mga kaklaseng mean girls. Now, kinausap namin siya, no? You have to stand up for yourself. You have to be strong and learn to stand up for yourself and not allow others to bully you, no? Pero ganyan pa man, I want to argue that even though sinabihan namin siya na mag-stand up para sa kanyang sarili, syempre, hindi natin gusto na yung teacher or yung school administration ay neutral o walang pakialam sa kaso ng bullying, lalo na kung paulit-ulit. Hindi natin gusto yon. Hindi natin gustong neutral sila. At nakakairita kung ang maririnig natin sa teacher or sa school administration ay yung common na sinasabing, well, away bata lang naman yan eh. Huwag na natin pakailamanan. Hayaan na natin sila. You know, neutrality is different from impartiality or from being impartial. Being impartial means that we need, bago tayo pumanig, kailangan muna nating malaman ang katotohanan, kailangan muna nating mag-imbestiga so that we can then make the proper decision sino ang papanigan. Yun yung impartial or being objective. Iba siya sa pagiging neutral. No? Pero pag napatunayan mo na after ng investigasyon, napatunayan mo na kung sino talaga yung may kasalanan o sino yung nambubuli, dapat ba neutral pa rin? Dapat ba wag na lang nating pansinin yung nangyari, hindi na natin pagsasabihan o isa-sanction yung bully? Yun ba ang gusto natin? Even as ordinary as the experience of bullying, alam natin na hindi iyon tama at dapat natin papanigan at pakikinggan at isisave yung inaaping bata, yung binubuling bata. No, how much more for God who sees and hears the suffering of people? This was exactly the story of Exodus, the story of the slaves. The slaves who cried out because of their oppression and slavery, and God heard them. We have heard in our first reading from the book of Exodus, no, in that very same book that tells us the liberating power of God who freed the people from slavery. Sa ating unang pagbasa, God commands the people na kanyang iniligtas, kanyang niliberate, to not harm any resident alien, and reminds them that, or commands them that they were God commands the people to not harm any resident alien and reminds them that they were once resident aliens in the land of Egypt. God commands them not to oppress and do harm to those considered as vulnerable during their time and context, which were the widows and the orphans. Ipinag-uutos ni Yahweh na huwag kang mang-aapi ng ibang tao, lalong-lalo na yung mga vulnerable sa iyong lipunan, sa iyong bayan. Pagkat pag sila ay umiyak at tumawag sa Diyos, didinggin niya ang kanilang pagtangis. Now, may sinabi rin dun sa ating unang pagbasa ang Diyos tungkol sa pagpapautang. At dun sa mga nagte-take advantage, dun sa mga nagte-take advantage ng kahirapan ng iba. Ang aking tanong, does God take the side of the loan sharks who prey on the desperation of the poor? Would God take the side of the businessman, the wealthy businessman, who pays his offshore or foreign workers in Bangladesh, India, or China, or other countries, $2 to $3 a day and force them to work 10 to 14 hours a day, all 7 days a week without rest? Papanigan ba ng Diyos yung ganung businessman? Or will God take the side of those workers, those exploited and oftentimes trafficked, human trafficked workers? Huwag na tayo pumunta sa iba. Dito na lang sa Pilipinas. Would God take the side of the wealthy factory or owners, which mostly are foreigners, in Valenzuela over their slave workers na mga Pilipino who only get paid, who work in dangerous conditions and who only get paid subsistence wages? Sinong papanigan? Yung may-ari ng factory na bonggang-bongga ang kinikita? O yung kanyang mga manggagawang ine-exploit niya at pinagtatrabaho niya in dangerous working conditions at pinabayaran ng napakaliit, napakaliit? Sinong papanigan ng Diyos? Will God take the side of someone who earns their wealth from weapons manufacturing over the thousands and even millions of innocent lives killed or damaged because of the business of war? Sino? Sino ang papanigan ng Diyos? God is not neutral in places and situations of injustice. God does not compromise the life and dignity of people. Only human greed will compromise the lives, the rights, and the dignity of others. Sabi ni Jesus, mismong si Jesus, kung sala ka sa init or sala ka sa lamig, iluluwa kita. Isusuka ko ang walang paninindigan. Yan ang sabi ng Panginoon. Ang pananampalatayang hindi pumapanig sa katarungan at sa mga inaapi ay pananampalatayang huwad at walang kabuluhan. A faith that is false, meaningless, and empty. Now, does this mean to say that oppressors, dictators, fascists, and greedy people, together with those who support them, does it mean that they are totally outside? Outside of God's love? Hindi naman. Pero mahirap. Mahirapan, sabi nga ni Jesus. Mas madali pa ang kamelyo pumasok sa mata ng karayom kaysa sa mga sobra-sobra ang yaman. Pero hindi imposible. No, even the most evil of men like Hitler, or our former dictator, Ferdinand Marcos, or even to many people, to some Filipinos right now, Duterte, and every other warmongering king, emperor, pope, and every other slave trader and owner, all of them as human beings, will always remain to be a child of God, created in God's image and likeness. Gaano man kasama ang isang tao, siya man ay isang mang-aapi, mandarambong, magnanakaw, mamamatay tao, anumang kasamaan ng kanyang ginawa o ginagawa sa kanyang buhay, anumang kasinungalingan ang kanyang sinasabi at pinapakalat, siya ay nananatiling anak ng Diyos at nilikha sa imahin ng Diyos. Yun nga lang, siya ay hindi, sa kanyang mga ginagawa, hindi siya nagpapaka-anak ng Diyos, hindi siya nagpapaka-tao. Pero hindi ibig sabihin nun nawawala ang kanyang pagiging anak ng Diyos. Hindi siya nagpapaka-anak ng Diyos, pero hindi nawawala ang kanyang pagiging anak ng Diyos. God loves them. God loves them. But like a parent whose child is bullying and hurting other siblings and other children, the parent will take the side of those who are bullied and will do her best. The parent will do her best to stop her child, yung anak niyang nambubuli, and possibly to correct him. But not only to correct him, but also to redeem him from his oppressive ways. While we are called to resist, oppose, and challenge such bullies, we are also called to love them in a way that we are not to do as they do. That we do not become the very enemy we hope not only to defeat, but also to redeem. God takes sides in a world full of injustice, oppression, and environmental destruction. God takes the side of the earth and all living creatures being destroyed by unsustainable human progress. God will take the side of truth and reason, palaging papanigan ng Diyos ang katotohanan at reason, logic, rationality. Jesus, in our reading today also, quotes the prophet Isaiah, reads from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, and declares that he came to proclaim good news to the poor and freedom to the captives. His life, ang buong buhay ni Jesus and his ministry were all about healing, justice, and restoration for the least, the lost, and the last. Our statement of faith in MCC declares we will actively resist systems and structures which are destroying your creation, destroying God's creation. To actively resist is to take the side that Jesus took. As followers of the God who became flesh and who dwelt among us, dwelling with the most vulnerable among us, we have to take the side that Jesus took. Like him, may we take the side of the powerless and not of the powerful. Not the side of dictators and fascists, but the side of the least among us. God's love demands justice. Justice is love in action. Justice is love in solidarity with those who are suffering. I end our reflection today with the words of one of the wisest educators in modern history, Paulo Freire. And Paulo Freire says, and I quote, "Because love is an act of courage, not of fear, love is a commitment to others. No matter where the oppressed are found, the act of love is commitment to their cause, the cause of liberation." And may our commitment to love, ang ating paninindigan sa pag-ibig, finally allow us to see, to hear, and to touch the bodies and the stories of those that God chose to side with. Amen. For our reflection, so we talked about the God who takes sides. Ang Diyos na pumapanig sa katarungan, nagdedemand ng katarungan, at pumapanig sa mga inaapi. Our first reflection is, did you ever have any experience of being bullied or being treated unfairly? Nagkaroon ka na ba ng karanasan na ikaw yung binuli? Or trinato ka ng hindi maganda? Anong naramdaman mo? What did you feel? What did you do? No? And did someone intervene? Did someone intervene? Did you seek fairness or justice? Can you reflect on this experience of being bullied in the past? How does that experience inform you about your faith in God and Christ here and now? Number two, reflection. Was there ever a time na ikaw naman, that you were the person who caused harm or hurt to others? Have you treated someone unfairly in the past? Did you bully someone? And were you aware of what you were doing? Or maybe you were not aware of what you were doing. Was there anyone who intervened to hold you accountable? To hold your behavior accountable? How does this former behavior or experience inform you now about God and Christ? Kung wala ka namang ganitong karanasan ng ikaw yung binuli or ikaw yung nambuli, meron ka bang karanasan na may na-witness kang binubuli or may na-witness kang tinatrato na hindi maganda? At ano ginawa mo? Did you intervene? Did you take side? Did you try to know the truth? What did you do when you witnessed something that was wrong? When you witness someone was being bullied, harmed, or treated unfairly? And how does this inform now your faith in God and in Christ today? Number three, why do you think it is important? Bakit sa tingin niyo importante na, why is it important for Christians like yourself, kung ikaw ay Kristiyano, to take the side of the poor, the oppressed, and the marginalized, or anyone who is being bullied or treated unfairly? Why should we take their side? What are the concrete ways? Ano ang mga konkretong paraan that you can do to be in solidarity with others who are suffering? Or to those others who are seeking justice for themselves? For our spiritual practice, ang recommendation ko this week, alam niyo, one of the true practices of the Christian faith is to listen. Makinig. And so, for this week, I encourage you kung kayo ay lalabas, maglalakbay, pupunta somewhere, just in case na may madaanan kayong pulube or homeless. I encourage you to stop for a while and to sit beside them, to find the courage to stop and to sit beside them and to ask their name. Kilalanin niyo ang kanilang pangalan and then tanungin niyo ang kanilang kwentong buhay at ang kwento ng kanilang struggle. Bakit sila homeless? Bakit sila namamalimos? But of course, do this with common sense and caution, no? Make sure that when you do this, you do it in a very public place na maraming tao, no? Where you can be safe and that you are in a safe place. Ask them their names, ask them their life story and struggles. It might be better also if you can buy food. I mean, dapat ang isasuggest ko is dalhin nyo sila sa isang fast food para kumain kayo doon. Pero dahil pandemic, baka hindi yun possible. So maybe you can buy food for them and then sit beside them. And habang kumakain sila ay, you know, you talk to them. And, you know, have that conversation with them over food. The other thing is, of course, practice social distancing or health protocols. Still wear a mask. You know, part of being cautious and doing this with common sense. And, you know, do this for 15 to 20 minutes. Have that conversation with them. Minsan, malaking bagay, hindi lang yung limos yung nakakatulong eh. Malaking bagay din para sa kanila na merong nakinig sa kanilang kwento at merong kumilala sa kanila. And this is a spiritual practice. This is a deeply Christian spiritual practice. A very important spiritual practice. And then reflect on the encounter. Reflect, how did it make you feel when you heard their story and what are your insights about them? And while I am suggesting this for this week, I encourage you to make this a regular thing in your life, you know, whenever it is possible, whenever you have a spare time. It is important that we are in communion with those who are homeless, those who are struggling, those who are suffering. And not just the homeless, I mean, even, you know, if you are kumausap sa isang jeepney driver, sa, no, kilalanin ng mas malalim yung tindera sa palengke, yung cashier sa grocery, yung Grab driver, and just have that connection with people who are struggling, who are not as fortunate as you, who are to those people who God listens to those people who God took their side or takes their side. So I hope, knowing the God who takes sides, may all of us recommit or commit, if we haven't done so, commit to take the side of those who God, to those whose only hope is in God.